Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Our focus today is on honing our decision-making skills. Moments when we intentionally sit in silence and focus our attention can sharpen our mental capacity and help us discern what choices, decisions are aligned with our attentions. This practice offers a simple technique that you can use whether you're facing a life-changing choice or just feeling overwhelmed by all the small decisions that often crowd our busy days. To begin, the invitation is to let go of all thoughts concerning your duties and responsibilities of the day. You can keep your eyes open with a soft gaze, or let them close softly. Let the eyes of the muscles soften, and let them decide, open or closed. Now feel the whole weight of the body resting against the surface beneath you. And begin to invite awareness to flood through the body, connecting with the vast support you can rely on whenever you sit down. Feel the pressure of the legs, the buttocks, the feet where they rest. Feel into every part of your body that meets the earth through the surface beneath you. Invite the whole spine to relax downward into the pelvic bowl and the support of the hips and thigh bones. Invite the muscles of the face to soften, the brow, the jaw. Relax and rest. Soften the neck and let your hands and arms settle on your lap or legs. Note the body is breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel the movement in the body that indicates breathing is happening. These feelings are typically most strongly felt in the belly or the chest, wherever the breath is most prominent. Settle your focus here and breathe, and breath by breath feel the rhythm of this natural flow. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. Opening with the in. And relaxing down with the out. I now invite you to take a moment to consider a decision that's been on your mind. It can be a big one, like whether to retire or to buy a new home, or it can be a small one, like whether to take a class or where to make a dinner reservation for the weekend. Again, I'll give you a few moments to sort through decisions that have been weighing you down and to choose one. Once you've chosen which decision you wish to work with, I'd like you to create two statements. The first, an I will statement. The second, I will not For example, I will take a new language class, or I won't take a new language class. And now the invitation is to silently start repeating your I will statement to yourself over and over and over in your mind. Here too, I'll leave you in silence for a few minutes to complete this. While doing so, I'd like you to note any negative backtalk that arises, such as, I'm not up to this. What am I thinking about? I can't do that. This isn't really a productive use of my time. These thoughts, voices, may be useful to look at later. So just begin to silently speak your I will statement over and over. Next, continuing to use mental talk, list the positive reasons behind your I will statement. Your inner monologue may sound something like, taking a class would broaden my knowledge. It would provide me an opportunity to meet new individuals. It would allow me to travel to different places and still be able to communicate. Again, take some time in silence to create this list of reasons why the I will statement works. Again, note any background chatter. Now, letting go of your I will statement, move to your I will not statement, repeating it over and over again. I will not take this class. I will not take this class. What back chatter arises? And now move forward, creating your list of all the reasons why not moving forward will support your growth and well-being. Setting the lists aside, we're now going to use our imaginations to explore the decision. Let's start by using the I will side of things and simply imagine what your future might look like if you decide to move forward. Use your imagination to create a mental picture of this possibility in the future. See yourself, how you're moving through each day, Perhaps zoom in on your facial expressions. Notice your surroundings. Perhaps even notice others around you and how they're interacting with you. And now we use the same technique with your I will not statement. Start to imagine, to create a mental picture of what your life might be like if you did not move forward. Imagine how it would unfold. Again, zoom in on yourself. In the picture, how you're moving, how you're expressing yourself, and note those around you as well. And now, letting go of the imagery, let's explore this decision through our emotional body. I invite you to bring your attention down into the body, into the heart or belly center. Once again, we'll start by considering the I will statement. As you repeat your I will statement over and over, notice if you feel any emotions, sensations, or feelings arising. There might be a slight sense of excitement or joy. There could be some tightening, some anxiety or nervousness. You may not notice anything at all, and that's okay too. Just notice any emotions, feelings, or sensations that come as you consider your I will statement. Whether the body responds negatively or positively, make note of how it does so. How does your body communicate yes? How does your body communicate no? How does your body communicate maybe? Okay, now go ahead and switch to your I will not statement. As you repeat this silently to yourself, touch into your heart, sense into your belly, or perhaps scan through your entire body. What if any bodily emotions arise with your I will not option? Note areas of congestion or heaviness, open or lightness. At this point, you may begin to know what to do, or you may not. You may realize that perhaps more information is required. You could also be realizing that other decisions or conversations need to be had first. You may also get a sense that you need to explore those negative self-judgments that arose during this practice prior to making your final decision. Regardless of whether there is a clear yes or no, begin to start turning inward. Take a few moments to find the breath. Then allow yourself the opportunity to feel good about what you've just done. To the best of your ability, cultivate some pride and joy. Perhaps even intentionally smile at yourself. Making decisions can be hard work. Even if you still don't know what decision to make, at least you've put in this time, this effort to develop an answer that comes from within. If nothing more, you've learned a little bit more about your internal yes, no, and maybe. I invite you to take a moment to feel proud that you arrived here, that you've done the work. And be grateful to that part of you that brought you here.